Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we've been making our way through the division, trying to figure out what's going on with all the other teams and what they're doing in the draft. Patriots are our last stop. Chris Price joining us from the Boston Sports Journal. He's with us on the Wester Hotline. Chris, good morning, first of all. It's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Keep your mitts off Iowa Gronk.
No, that's funny. That's why I said I read a story that Hockenson credits Brian Ferentz for helping him out in terms of developing as a blocker. Brian is Kirk's son, and he's on the Iowa staff. And from what the story said, Gronkowski credited Brian Ferentz for really teaching him how to block.
Yeah, there is a common thread there. When you look at the Ferentz family, you know, the Iowa tight ends and the fact that, you know, he spent some time here in New England, I think it was a year or two, as the tight ends coach. So it's easy to make the connection. And, you know, you look at Hockenson. I'm firmly of the opinion that there is no next Gronk. We hear a lot, at least here in New England, about, well, you know, the Patriots have to go out and find the next Gronk. Gronk is a unicorn. Gronk is completely unique. Gronk is not, you know, you're not going to find another individual like that. But maybe the closest guy in this draft, for some of the reasons that you mentioned, to a guy like Gronkowski is Hockenson, because he can work as a pass catcher, he can work as a blocker. You know, in a draft that is very deep at tight end, he might be the best guy out there.
So we got you on to talk about New England, and all right, let's get into draft needs, because certainly there's a big hole at tight end. So the Patriots are going to address that, what, in one of their first six of the top 101 picks that they have?
Yeah, I think so. It just depends on which direction they go. There's a lot of contingencies in place if, you know, I don't think Hockenson's going to fall, but say Noah Fant is available there in the 20s. Bill loves to trade with both Seattle and Oakland, and he could jump up into the 20s if he really thinks Fant could be the next guy. The other, there's an awful lot of talk up here, too, that Ben Watson could return for 1 year, kind of as a get-you-over guy. So you would go out and get one of those tight ends. You would get Noah Fant or maybe Irv Smith out of Alabama. Bring Ben Watson in here as a kind of a, you know, a mentor for those young guys to be able to get them up to NFL speed. But, you know, the other guy we've talked to, I kind of alluded to it here, I think Irv Smith is a really safe pick for them. If they stay at 32, this is a guy who is not, you know, an overwhelming offensive presence, but everything about him screams, you know, long, successful NFL career. Not a great guy, not an over-the-top guy, not a Pro Bowler, but the kind of guy who you could plug into a new system here in New England and you could expect, you know, 40, 50 catches a year.
Tight end for sure. What other areas of need? I know, I mean, there's some questions in the receiving core now. Lost a couple guys on the lines, the respective lines in free agency. Where do you think are the biggest holes they're going to try and fill?
They're going to go after a wide receiver sometime in the first couple of days. I also think, too, that there's the real possibility that they end up making a trade for a wide receiver, someone who's, you know, in the last year or so with their contracts, so they can kind of, you know, build a little bit more depth. They're also really relying, and I don't know, you know, the overall wisdom on this, but it's at least right now, they're looking at a guy like Josh Gordon, who signed his RFA tender yesterday. Availability is still up in the air for 2019, but if he's back, you add him to an impressive group, and then maybe you get, you know, a wide receiver in trade, or like I said, the first couple of days of the draft, you're going to get a wide receiver. I also think, too, that they need to get a defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. You know, not the priority is not as dramatic as it was when Trey Flowers left, because they got Michael Bennett. They went out, they got Pennell from the Jets. So I think that they're going to get another big body, though, up front, specifically a defensive lineman, maybe an edge guy, maybe Cleveland Farrell, if he's there at 32 or they end up trading up for him. So there's a handful of things. And then one last area, too, there's a lot of talk up here that it's going to be quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that would, at least early on, I don't think that that would kind of fit their MO. I know there's, you know, a lot of people up here the last couple of days have been talking about Will Greer maybe at 32 or 56. That remains a possibility as well. So the Patriots, we know, are always aggressive when it comes to getting a quarterback, whether it's an earlier guy like a Garoppolo or Ryan Mallett type, or basically a camp arm, undrafted free agent, you know, round seven guy like they got last year with Danny Etling.
Well, would they, when it comes to quarterback, who knows how long Brady is playing. He's showing, you know, that he's still very good, obviously. But when it comes to quarterback, how long can you go without picking a Garoppolo or the guy you think is going to be the successor to Tom Brady? And wouldn't you do it in a year where you have six picks in the top 101?
Yeah, but the flip side, though, is guys that they don't take a quarterback unless they've fallen in love with him, unless they really, really like him. I did like 8 quarterback profiles before the draft last year because I was convinced that they were going to go get someone, and they didn't. So just because, you know, the calendar says that, hey, Tom Brady's going to be 42, mm-hmm. they're not going to necessarily go out and, you know, be dictated to by Father Time. You know, you can question the wisdom of that, but, you know, it's worked for them so far. So if they like Daniel Jones, if they like Will Greer, if they've fallen in love with those guys, you know, they're going to make a concerted effort to go after them. But they're not going to take a guy just because, you know, the calendar says it's time to take a guy, whether that's Drew Locke or, you know, Ryan Finley or Clayton Thorson or, you know, whoever the case may be. For the record, I think Finley would make a lot of sense for them as maybe a late day two type because he fits a lot of, at least in my experience, fits a lot of what they like to do offensively. So Finley, kid out of North Carolina State, you know, not an upper level quarterback, you know, along the lines of a Kyler Murray type, but the kind of guy who you could bring in here for a couple of years, have him sit behind Brady, and then, you know, go from there.
Hey, real quick, you mentioned Josh Gordon. I saw that he signed his tender. What is his status? Is he still suspended, or what is going on with him?
He's suspended indefinitely right now, but he is doing everything that he needs to do to be able to come back at some point in 2019. There is a cautious, and I stress cautious, sense of optimism around him, at least right now when it comes to the possibility of him contributing in 2019. He is doing everything he needs to do. I wrote the other day that he is saying please and thank you and drinking his milk all the way to the bottom of the glass and asking to be excused before he leaves the dinner table. So he really enjoyed his experience here in New England last year. And I think if you take social media with a grain of salt, but, you know, you look at his Instagram account, you look at his Twitter account, he's always referencing his time with New England. He's always referencing his love for Brady. This is a guy who wants to come back and is doing everything he can within his power, at least at this point, to try to make it so.
That is the latest on the Patriots from Chris Price. He is with the Boston Sports Journal. Chris, as always, thanks for giving us some time.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.